from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo topping our report this hour. While the two main candidates running to be New Jersey's next governor don't have common ground on many of the state's most pressing issues, Republican Jack Cittarelli and Democrat Mikey Sherrill do share concern about certain public health matters like vaccines.
We are allowing children to get sick and, yes, die because we are not appropriately following medical research, vaccine protocol, and as governor of this state, I'm joining the Northeast group of governors that is going to ensure that we follow medical guidelines and keep our kids safe.
Cittarelli says the rise in viruses like mumps and measles is very concerning to him.
I support the vaccine schedule with regard to measles, mumps, rubella, whooping cough, polio, on down the line. We've got to get above the threshold for herd immunity to keep our community safe.
The two traded barbs about President Donald Trump, New Jersey's energy crisis, education, and affordable housing. And speaking of the president and public health, flanked by his top health officials, President Trump said Tylenol use during pregnant mothers can lead to autism in children. Speaking at the White House today, Trump said he encourages women not to take the medicine while carrying a child.
It's a small number of cases, I think. But if you can't tough it out, if you can't do it, that's what you're going to have to do. You'll take a Tylenol, but it'll be very sparingly.
Trump also said it would be wise to space out or delay certain childhood vaccines. There is ironclad scientific consensus that vaccines do not cause autism, and the makers of Tylenol say science comfortably rejects any claim that their drug can cause autism in children. And congressional Democrats want a meeting with President Trump as a government shutdown looms in a little over a week. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and White House Minority and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries sent Trump a letter over the weekend blaming him and his party for any potential shutdown because GOP congressional leadership won't even talk to Democrats. Trump has said he'd love to meet with them, but he doesn't think it's going to have any impact. Now, the Guaranteed Service Business Report, TikTok's algorithm will be operated by Oracle if the U.S. can make the deal with China to get the app over to them. The White House confirmed the news today. The deal would see Oracle take control of domestic operations as well. The federal government will not take an equity stake in the social media platform. President Trump is expected to sign an executive order later this week in support of the arrangement. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 66 points. Make sure your heat and AC systems are good to go. Right now, it's buy one, get one free. Two tune-ups are just $77. A guaranteed service. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. And is the weather looking good this week? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic. And
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. A brand new week, and this time around, the forecast isn't quite clean and beautiful. We have to talk about clouds, humidity, and raindrops, but temperatures definitely on the warm side. Now, tonight, we're not dropping into the 40s and 50s, lows in the lower 60s, thanks to increasing clouds and increasing humidity. Most of tomorrow will be fine. Clouds and some sun, definitely warm with highs around 80. Just watch for some late day showers and thunderstorms, especially to the north and west. Wednesday, mostly cloudy skies with highs in the upper 70s. Again, some afternoon and evening showers around. And then Thursday is probably the best chance for widespread rain here. One or two waves of wet weather, could be some heavy stuff and rumbles of thunder. Highs on Thursday, still near 80. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro.
In Elizabeth, it's 70 degrees, Lakewood 72, Seattle City 73. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.